And up next, it's a flashback to 2004, the Bathrop Spears Broadsides show of April 4th of that year. It's about 2.5 to 3 hours long, and it covers a lot of territory. You're going to be hearing Van Dweller Paul talking about his problems with the police, Marilyn of Alfresco's, who had a kiosk right in front of New Leaf Market. The kiosk is still there, and so is New Leaf Market, but I think Marilyn is still around, but it's not her kiosk anymore. It's run by a city functionary who gives out little rules and tourist pamphlets, rules for the poor people in Santa Cruz and the street folk and the merchants and who are vendors downtown on the street, who are probably going to feel the wrath of the downtown ordinances pretty soon. They went into effect about a week ago, I think, more or less, maybe a little longer. I don't know if they're being enforced yet, though. Anyway, there used to be a gathering every Wednesday night there by a group of musicians, Society for Artistic Freedom and Expression. They called themselves the SAFE, S-A-F-E, group. And it was had a whole bunch of folks, but a regular SAFEster was Vision Song Valerie Christie, who would play her guitar and sing, and others would join in. Sometimes I would table for Huff, but mostly it was an event that musicians kind of gathered at. I think also people served food occasionally there. And this was in violation of the downtown ordinances, which made it illegal to place so-called display devices, that is to say, anything capable of holding tangible things, a blanket, a stool, a guitar case that's open, a table, unless you placed it in very limited spaces, and that was such a space was not allowed at that particular time after the downtown ordinance began to be strongly enforced and after various areas were privatized, such as the area between the two kiosks in front of New Leaf Market on Pacific Avenue. And that you'll be hearing about. Then you're going to hear Anita Henry joins me as co-host to this particular show. Anita Henry is the MedEx worker who ran a medical marijuana delivery service in Santa Cruz at a time when there were no legal medical marijuana options, except if you could get into the WAM Collective, which kind of had a monopoly power in Santa Cruz, which might have been fine, except it was so small that it could only take in a very limited number of people. And the city council apparently didn't want to embarrass itself by decriminalizing medical marijuana, even though that had been mandated by state initiative back in 1996, and also by local initiative in Santa Cruz County back in 1993. And Anita Henry and I talk also about the Metro Santa Cruz, which is it's a defunct publication now, but in those days it was a weekly publication that was sort of kind of a throwaway rag that had a little bit of political content, not a lot. By political content, I don't mean election jabber or establishment propaganda, but actually concerned about issues. And there sometimes could be a little bit of that in the Good Times. The Good Times was also being published at that time, but it took over eventually the Metro Santa Cruz. Metro Santa Cruz every year put out a series of awards. And this is a discussion of the, I guess, the 10 biggest gadflies. I was one of them. And then there was the 10 greatest villains, and I was also one of those. I didn't run for it. I didn't ask myself to be nominated, but that was what the Metro Santa Cruz thought of it. I thought of me, I should say. And Dangerous John Teal King, who was also then my housemate. He was my landlord, and he rented to me. And he kind of called in on this issue. Then you got a caller on the medical marijuana issue from Willits, from the Medical Marijuana Patients Union run by Pebbles Trippett. The name of the guy who was calling, I don't quite recall. Anita and I were talking about doing a survey of what folks who used cannabis for medical purposes, how they felt about the accessibility that they were finding to medical marijuana? Do they feel that they needed a medical marijuana dispensary? And the next year, a dispensary did open. It was Greenway. And eventually, of course, the whole commercialization has severely crippled, if not killed, the medical marijuana industry. And it's, you know, up for grabs. Buy it on the streets where you can actually avoid getting taxed. At least the distributors can, so they can sell it to you more cheaply. You'll hear Ray, who described himself as the hair guy. He was a hairstylist who was kind of a radical. I haven't seen him around in recent years, but he contributed to the debate. Doug McGrath, who's a medical marijuana user and also a supplier, called in to give his thoughts. There were stories about the Iraqi war, which was ongoing, which I read. Bush and Blair engaged in a secret Iraqi pact. This is a London Observer story. And there's more, but I'm not going to go into the 2004 details until you, well, have the persistence, the patience, or the interest to sit through this, and then you'll be able to hear a little more at midstream in this netcast. I'm doing this flashback because, frankly, the Huff meeting, which takes up the 11 to 1:30 or so time period on Thursday, is just kind of takes it out of me. And I don't think today I have the zoomph or the pumph or the oomph to really do justice to a contemporary edition. I'm likely to do that edition on Sunday. I try to give myself the option to do it or not do it, depending on my state of health and, frankly, also whether I think there's enough that's relevant and whether I feel the enthusiasm to do it and whatever else is going on in my life. But that's what you get today, and I guess that's why. So that's pretty much it. Hope you enjoy it, and hope you can draw some, I don't know about wisdom, but perspective, perhaps, historical perspective through this. If you're an old-timer, you may remember some of these folks, and I don't know, maybe it'll inspire us to do stuff now that helps to really decriminalize marijuana so that it's not in the hands of large commercial interests and so that it's not also still being used as a club to beat poor people over the head with. And it's so that people who are in having records and still in jail on drug charges of different kinds can finally have this burden lifted off their backs. Could be. It's up to us.